The process to license growers, processors, and retailers of recreational marijuana kicks into high gear this summer. Next week, the Washington State Liquor Control Board will submit a draft of marijuana regulations. Then they'll hold public hearings across the state, and in August, they'll vote on the regulations. When the rules go into effect in mid-September, there's going to be a short 30-day period to apply for a license to grow, process, or sell recreational marijuana. But just because everything's not finalized, that doesn't mean you can't get ready to apply for it. Joining us to tell us how, Randy Simmons, who's deputy director of the Washington State Liquor Control Board. Randy, thanks for joining us.
My pleasure, Ross. How are you today?
Very well, thanks. And despite the name, they are the agency that oversees the recreational marijuana business. Randy, first of all, if you're not yet a Washington resident, you need to be to apply for one of these licenses. But how long does it take to establish residency?
Under the initiative that was passed, it takes 3 months residency in Washington to be able to apply for a license.
So if you're not here now and you haven't started to establish residency, it sounds like you might be very much not quite under the wire by mid-September.
Yeah, you're going to have to hurry to get in. That's right.
Now, if you're applying for a license to open a marijuana store, do you have to have a location? Do you have to have a signed lease? What do you have to present in your application?
What they're going to have to do is present a business plan of where they want to go, you know, what it looks like. They have to have a location listed that would be licensed. We actually license the location. So that's a problem for some people that are just getting started. And we've been telling people to go out there, find out what's in your community, do your own work, you know, get your own attorney, work things out with a landlord if you don't own your own property. You know, location is really important, and it has to be a location, you know, outside of a 1,000-foot boundary for, you know, schools and libraries, playgrounds, that type of thing. So there's a lot of work that the licensee has to do up front.
Now, Randy, can you put in multiple applications to grow or process or sell marijuana? Does it help or hurt your chances if you have multiple applications in?
To be a producer or a processor, it doesn't. You can have multiple locations as a grower or somebody that processes or extracts the oils. To be a retailer, you can put in multiple locations, but you're not guaranteed to get those. At least what we're proposing to the board that the board adopt next week is we'll probably get more people applying for licenses for where we want them located, and we'll have to screen those applicants to see if they meet the requirements. And we may get more than one or two people wanting the same location, and so then we'd have to do some type of a system to determine who the winner is there.
Flip a coin?
Well, probably more of a lottery-type system.
Now, will every application that meets the requirements be approved if it's not a rival application, say, for the same location for a store? Or could a perfectly good application get rejected because you've got enough stores or enough processors or enough farmers?
Right. Growers and processors, we're not putting a limit on those at this point in time. We want to guarantee that there's enough product in the supply chain to meet demand when the stores open. What we're going to do is have all those people applying for a license give us a business plan and tell us how much they are planning to produce. And we're going to see if that matches up with the numbers we think will be bought through the recreational market. And, so right now it's kind of a look and see what's going on with the grower side. On the retailer side, we're required to determine the number of stores by county within Washington.
Randy, some people who might want to apply for a license to grow, process, or sell marijuana may have a criminal conviction in their past before it became legal to do this. Will that bar them from applying? Will that application get kicked out?
Not necessarily. We actually have a grading system for when the arrest happened, what was the arrest, and it's a scoring system to be qualified for getting a license. So they'd have to look and see when those rules. We don't want to just exclude somebody that had a minor possession arrest, 5 years ago. At the same time, we don't want somebody in there that has a major trafficking arrest, in the last 2 years. So there is a scoring system, a point system.
Now, if you're looking at someone who has no arrests and someone who has a minor arrest, will that minor arrest be enough, all other things being considered equal, for that person not to get the license?
No, it would not.
Okay. So there are final decisions, as I mentioned, that won't be made until August. Are there big undecided issues that are going to affect these applications to grow, process, or sell recreational marijuana? Are there still some things that are yet to be decided?
There are. not on the growing and processing side so much, but on the retailing side, we still have to come up with a number of stores that we're going to have by county. And to say, like I live in Thurston County, to say that Thurston County would have 15 stores isn't enough. We actually have to get down a little bit farther in the weeds and look at, within Thurston County, where are the population bases. So we still have some work to do on the number of stores and locations of those stores. But on the, you know, growers and the processors, that's pretty much determined at this point in time.
Now, there's just this 30-day period to apply for a license. Do you have any idea how many applications you're going to get?
We don't. That's why we opened up the 30-day window. We want to see what happens in that 30 days. You know, we will have a number of production number of marijuana that needs to be grown. We want to see if in that 30 days we get enough growers to meet that demand or the anticipated demand. If we don't, then we will open it up again to get more growers in. If we get what we think is way too many growers, then we'll have to determine what the limit is that each grower can do.
Hey, Randy Simmons, thanks so much for talking to us today. I appreciate it.
My pleasure, Ross. Take care.
Randy Simmons, Deputy Director of the Washington State Liquor Control Board. They've released a list of top 10 things to do before applying for a pot license. You can find out what's on that list by going to our website, kuow.org.